In the hallowed halls of Royal Elite School, where Britain's wealthiest families send their heirs, Astrid Clifford has mastered the art of invisibility. The daughter of influential Lord Clifford strategically sits at the back of classrooms, spends lunches in the art studio, and meticulously follows her father's cardinal rule: stay away from the king's surname. Her carefully constructed animosity shatters during a party at Blackwood Manor when she unknowingly consumes a drink spiked with ecstasy, leading to an immediate attraction to Levi King, the school's football captain, whose family name carries both prestige and dark rumors. Though visibly tempted by her advances, Levi recognizes her altered state and roughly escorts her out, an act of mercy masking ulterior motives. When he discovers she's Lord Clifford's daughter, she transforms from inconvenient responsibility to perfect leverage against his uncle, who has explicitly warned him to maintain distance from the Clifford family. The night spirals into tragedy when Astrid, disoriented and abandoned, stumbles into the path of an oncoming car. Though she survives, her memories vanish, leaving only physical scars and unanswered questions. Her return to school 2 months later, still bearing evidence of broken bones, coincides with a dramatic shift in Levi's behavior. He abandons indifference for targeted malice, publicly spreading rumors about her supposed desperate advances, transforming her from invisible to infamous. What begins as calculated revenge evolves into an obsession neither anticipated. He finds himself drawn to her quiet defiance, the way she continues to excel in art despite his attempts to break her spirit, her refusal to engage in public confrontations while still meeting his gaze with unwavering determination. Their interactions become an intricate dance of power and vulnerability, each encounter layered with unspoken tensions and dangerous attraction. Levi King presents himself as privileged, arrogance personified, handsome, wealthy, and accustomed to absolute control. As football captain, he rules Royal Elite with ruthless efficiency. His relationship with Uncle Jonathan reveals complex power dynamics. Despite being his guardian, Jonathan weaponizes Levi's inheritance and football aspirations as tools of control. This constant tension manifests in chronic insomnia and chain smoking, signs of deeper psychological wounds masked with aggression. Yet there are moments when his carefully maintained facade cracks, teaching Astrid to embrace the rain by standing with arms outstretched, showing unexpected gentleness with his younger sister, or his private dedication to maintaining his father's garden. Astrid carries her own burdens beneath a quiet exterior. Her mother's death 3 years ago left an unfillable void, compounded by her father's emotional withdrawal and rapid remarriage. Her new stepmother and stepsister treat her with calculated cruelty. Art becomes her sanctuary, her sketchbook filled with raw portrayals of the world, including hauntingly accurate drawings of Levi that capture both his outward perfection and inner turmoil. Their dynamic evolves as they begin to recognize themselves in each other. When Levi discovers her sketches, he sees himself through her perceptive eyes, not just the mask he shows the world, but the complexity beneath. "Break, or I'll do it for you, princess." Levi's declaration becomes ironically prophetic for both characters. Astrid's journey from invisibility to self-assertion forms the emotional core. Initially content to remain unnoticed, she finds her voice through confrontation, punching Jerry Huntington when harassed and standing up to Nicole and Victoria's mistreatment. By the novel's climax, she's transformed from the small fly of Royal Elite into someone who confronts even the most powerful figures in her world. Levi's change is equally profound but more internal. His carefully constructed persona as the untouchable king cracks as his feelings for Astrid deepen. The emotionally detached boy experiences jealousy, protectiveness, and eventually love. When he publicly claims Astrid at Ronan's party, he's acknowledging his own vulnerability, admitting she matters in ways he can no longer deny. Their physical relationship evolves from Levi's attempt to dominate into something increasingly mutual and vulnerable. The novel suggests true strength comes not from maintaining walls, but from the courage to be vulnerable with another. A tapestry of secrets drives the central mystery, with the hit-and-run accident catalyzing revelations across generations. The most significant revelation connects the King and Clifford families beyond class rivalry. Astrid's mother was responsible for Levi's father's death. This tragic history explains Lord Clifford's insistence that Astrid avoid the King's and Jonathan King's opposition to their relationship. Victoria's confession adds another shocking layer. She tampered with Astrid's mother's breaks out of jealousy over Lord Clifford's lingering affection, and later attempted the same with Astrid. This revelation transforms our understanding of the Clifford household and explains Victoria's persistent cruelty. Nicole's hostility toward Astrid conceals her obsession with Daniel and guilt over drugging him the night of Astrid's accident. When Victoria's crimes emerge, Nicole becomes more sympathetic, another victim of her toxic influence. Lord Clifford's confession that he secretly married Astrid's mother in Vegas and planned to reunite before her death recontextualizes his emotional distance. These interwoven secrets demonstrate how the past shapes the present and less consciously confronted. Trauma shapes both protagonists profoundly, weaving through their stories like a dark thread. Astrid's dual experiences with near-death witnessing her mother's fatal accident, then surviving her own similar crash, leave her with overlapping layers of scars. Her persistent hand tremor affects her ability to create art and serves as a constant reminder, while her flashbacks and memory gaps represent her mind's sophisticated yet painful attempt at self-protection. These memory gaps appear most prominently around sunset, mirroring the timing of both accidents and highlighting how trauma distorts not just memory, but time itself. Levi's trauma manifests differently, but no less significantly. His father's rapid descent into mental illness and eventual suicide created years of uncertainty, teaching him early that security could vanish instantly. His chronic insomnia represents more than sleeplessness. It embodies his inability to feel safe enough to truly rest. Their healing processes intertwine as their relationship deepens. Levi helps Astrid reclaim rainy days, previously associated with her mother's death, through small acts of courage and presence. Astrid's artistic perspective helps him see beauty in imperfection, showing how broken pieces can create stunning mosaics, much like their fractured histories coming together to form something new. After learning her mother killed Levi's father, Astrid initially pushes him away. Her father's wisdom, asking if she's living for the past or the future, prompts reconsideration. Seeking out Levi after his championship victory while wearing his jersey symbolizes her choice to embrace their future rather than remain trapped in their family's past. Similarly, Levi arranges to join Arsenal to stay in London with Astrid. Victoria's arrest provides closure for Astrid's accident and her mother's death, but the novel suggests true healing comes from building something new from tragedy. The epilogue shows Astrid and Levi embracing in the rain, surrounded by once opposing friends and family, embodying the message that love doesn't erase painful histories, but creates futures worth choosing despite them. Their final exchange, "Thank you for existing," and "Thank you for being mine," transforms their earlier possessive language into expressions of gratitude, concluding with mutual recognition of how they've helped each other grow beyond trauma into something stronger together.